consultation by Dr. Sharon Olimpia, MD, is patient Olimpia Zarro, O-L-I-M-P-I-A, last name Z-A-R-R-O. This is a tremble exercise stress test, Cardinal Care Associates letterhead file, EST space Zarro space O. Tremble exercise stress test date of examination, 7/25/22, referring physician, Andre, A-N-D-R-E-I, Terentiev, T-E-R-E-N-T-I-E-V, MD, performing physician, Sharon Armaes, MD, new paragraph, clinical indication, 60-year-old, female, with history of CAD status post-CABG with dyspnea on exertion, new paragraph, ECG stress interpretation, new paragraph, baseline ECG normal sinus rhythm, comma, status post, inferior lateral wall MI of indeterminate age. New paragraph. Baseline blood pressure, 118 over 78, parentheses, metoprolol tartrate, 12.5 milligrams, Q12H, comma, hydrochlorothiazide, 25 milligrams, close parentheses. Baseline heart rate, 76 beats per minute, period. New paragraph. The patient went tremble exercise stress test utilizing a Bruce protocol. Patient exercised for 6 minutes to the completion of stage two of a Bruce protocol to a peak heart rate of 141, parentheses, 88% maximum predicted heart rate, close parentheses, period. At peak stress, the patient had a blood pressure of 152 over 77 with a peak heart rate blood pressure PROCT of 21432, period. Upon cessation of exercise, the patient underwent a 1 minute cool down period at a speed of 1.2 miles per hour and a grade of 0%. New paragraph. The patient did not experience any chest discomfort during stress of the recovery period. She experienced dyspnea at peak stress. Stress was terminated due to fatigue. The patient exhibited fair exercise tolerance with a functional capacity in the range of 7 mets. The patient had a normal blood pressure response to stress, period. The patient had initial increased blood pressure response to stress, but a normal blood pressure, overall a normal blood pressure response to stress on her medication. The patient had a normal heart rate response to exercise despite her beta blocker and was able to achieve greater than, correction, patient had a normal heart rate response to exercise and was able to achieve greater than 85% maximum predicted heart rate despite her beta blocker. The patient had a final blood pressure of 106 over 66 and heart rate of 79 at the end of the recovery period. There was a VPC in early recovery. There were no significant arrhythmias noted during stress of the recovery period. At peak stress, there was less than 1.5 millimeters of horizontal top sloping ST depression, leads 2-3 in AVF, which did not meet diagnostic criteria for ischemia. New paragraph. Conclusions 1. Normal ECG portion, tremble exercise stress test to 88% maximum predicted heart rate without diagnostic ECG changes of ischemia. 2. The patient did not experience any chest discomfort, but experienced dyspnea at peak stress. 3. The patient exhibited fair exercise tolerance with a functional capacity in the range of 7 mets, decreased from her prior stress test. 4. The patient had a normal blood, had an initial increase in blood pressure in response to stress, possibly related to an element of deconditioning due to body habitus. An element of deconditioning and body habitus, period. The patient had a normal heart rate response to exercise with the ability to achieve 85% maximum predicted heart rate, which was not evident in her last stress test. Correction, the patient had a normal heart rate response to exercise with the ability to achieve greater than 85% maximum predicted heart rate on her beta blocker, which was not evident in her last stress test. 5. A VPC was noted in early recovery. There were no significant arrhythmias noted during stress of the recovery period. Thank you for the kind referral of this patient. Sincerely, Sharon Armaes, MD.